This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time, and to get us underway, Jake Robson has the news.
After the news and sport, here's Jake Robson.
Thank you very much, Andy. The Wirral wedding begins.
It's on the Wirral. I thought it was at Windsor.
It was. Becky did a 13-minute sermon.
That's lovely, isn't it? I would have listened to that. They could have had the old do at Prenton, couldn't they? Prenton Park. That would have been marvellous. Nice.
Yeah. On to Fisherman's Blues now, and Nigel was back from his cycling holiday.
Good morning. I'm Nigel, by the way, back from a week cycling in Italy, out of the saddle, sadly.
Marvellous.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, Neil Warnock was Alan Brazil's co-host on Breakfast yesterday. Yeah, I was gutted I missed it because I really was keen to hear the inside story of how Neil got Cardiff into the Premier League. Yeah, it's amazing. An amazing achievement.
Amazing. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what, actually, I might be able to catch up now. So let's check in and see what they're talking about.
I've got about five or six pairs of ducks on the pond. All the roadies are out. I've got a woodpecker just in front of me.
Nuts. What type? Green? Or
no. Not
lesser
green.
Spotted or greater?
Greater, yeah.
I've never seen Alan so excited.
Maybe they'll come on to Cardiff a bit later on.
We'll see. This is Mike Parry now talking Arsenal.
There is a lot of bubbling under speculation that Mikel Arteta might take that job.
Mikel Arteta? It's odd, isn't it? I mean, had he got the job, it would have been a possible song, wouldn't it, for the Arsenal fans?
It's our problem free. It's our problem free. Philosophy.
Mikel Arteta. That's it. Fine. Turn it off now.
You'll get the idea there.
Yeah, that didn't quite work. But there we are.
John shaking his head there. Something went wrong.
Next, it is Jim White about to take a call.
Yeah, it is.
Here's a United fan by the name of Beige in Kent. Beige, good morning.
Beige?
His views are so neutral.
That's right. Joining us next, Puce joins us now. I think it's the caller of the day, not the colour of the day, Jim. You've been reading that wrong.
Now, you may recall newsreader Serena Farrow saying this last week.
They finished bottom of the table following a 1-1 draw with St Johnston and after Patrick won 1-0 at Dundee.
Yeah, good win for Patrick.
Good win for Patrick.
1-0,
yeah.
Patrick Thistle.
Yeah.
Well, she had another tilt at it this week.
Livingston are now back in the Scottish Premiership for the first time since 2006. The Championship side earned a 3-1 aggregate win over St Patrick.
St Patrick now.
Was it St Johnston or Partick?
I don't know. It could be St Pat's Athletic, the Irish team. I've got no idea.
Back to Fisherman's Blues now, is it me?
Yeah. Yes.
And it's news of a competition.
A second but no cigar was Ross Harold from Tilbury with £120, followed by Simon Skelton, Melton Mowbray.
Conservative. 4,300. Are you one of the Cheltenham Skelton Melton Mowbrays?
Was that name, Simon Skelton from Mowbray, I presume?
Always Simon Skelton Melton Mowbray. Yeah, good. So anyway, let's go back to Big Al and Neil Warnock and see if they've got round to that Cardiff chat yet. So let's hope they're talking Cardiff now.
We had a pair of buzzards were hovering all day yesterday because it was a real warm day and they were just on the on the thermals up there. And,
yeah, the flight.
And the old jackdaws and crows don't like it. They're like, you know, they panic.
They
when they
dive
see
at
them,
don't they?
Oh, they panic when they see them.
Spring watch. A little bit Cardiff later, yeah. A little bit Chris Packham's coming in later, so I'm sure they'll get round to the Cardiff a little bit later on.
Here's the TalkSport caller of the week to drive.
Sam's a Manchester United fan in Southampton, wants to talk about Harry Kane. Hello.
TalkSport caller of the week.
Bit of indigestion he had there, didn't he? Yeah. Sam, he's been of a bad way there. Mm. Now, you may recall this well-known old Tony Cascarino clip.
They were allowed a beer, but there'd be one each on the plane. Because they used to laugh, say, we've got beer. You know, Dennis would say, well, we've got one beer on the plane.
Sure.
And they'd be left. But he left no one stone.
Stone?
Stone.
Well, what happened this week, Andy?
Yes. Slightly different variation.
Tony Cascarino.
I can't get my phone on silent. It's like...
Who's ringing you? Are they ringing you to tell you they're on the radio?
Home.
So we've had Stone and we've had Home. There we are. So this is Mark Saggers setting the scene at Wembley ahead of the Cup final.
To you, and just to say, inside the stadium, it is magnificent as always. The three tiers with 90,000 flags on every single seat here.
90,000 flags on each seat. Yeah,
that's a lot of flags.
We worked that out, didn't we? Wasn't it 8.1 million
flags? 8.1 million
flags. 8.1 million flags. Well, I've got to be honest, that's because Saggers has got a mate who's in the flag business.
Yeah.
So he's obviously phoned up and said, hello, Flags, it's Sags. And he goes, hello, Sags, it's Flags. And get me 8,100,000 flags for Wembley. Surely only holds... Don't answer me back, Flags. It's become a bit toast, isn't it? Saggers would be good on toast, I think. You know what I mean? The TV show.
Yeah, we know what I mean. Here's Danny Kelly now with a great recovery.
Mm. At a time when Levy can say, I've got to pay for the stadium, is he right to make it public that it's time for Spurs to put up or shut up?
Yeah,
close.
We're with you. There's been times, though, Danny, you were right first time, let's be honest. And this week, Nigel Botherway was contacted by one of his favourite listeners, wasn't he?
Mm. And here's my favourite texter, or in fact, it's a tweet to the Codfather. Nigel, a wonderful rain-soaked morning here from the banks of the Dnipro in Kiev. Listening to your great show is my highlight, so thank you for all you do. Thank you very much. He hasn't put his name on it, and I should be able to remember his name. He often texts me. I've forgotten. Perhaps he'll send it in time, but great to hear from him.
Oh, yeah, great to hear from him. You can't even remember his name. Fantastic. But he feels really special.
Bit harsh.
I know.
But there we are.
Yeah.
And anyway, just before we go, let's get back to Alan and Neil. Surely, they've started that Cardiff chat by now.
And we've got a badger. We've got a badger in the garden now, so I've got to keep an eye on him.
Well, what my mate used to do, Alan, he used to have a light that come on automatically, you know, caught the sensor.
Yeah.
And he put the nuts down, and outside his house, we used to go and crawl down on the floor. You could, and the badgers would come.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, well,
I love wildlife,
maybe we'll never know how he did it. Maybe he wants to keep it secret. Because yeah. If you tell people, you know, if you tell other championship managers, they'll all be doing it, won't they?
I can't imagine if Pep ever co-hosted the show with Alan, they'd be talking about badgers.
Yeah, badgers, yeah. He put the nuts down, Alan. Thank you to Roger in Durham, Callum Patterson, Gayton, Kevin McCallum, Danny Court, Neil Tomsett, Simani, George Bates, Fergus from Froome, and Bob Garunkle. Doesn't really work, does it? Bob, you should have called it Bob Garunkle. Doesn't really work. No. I know you were trying to get at there, mate, but it didn't work.
Should be anyway, Bob Garunkle.
Bob Garunkle, that's right, yeah. So,
that's a name,
right? No, it's true. So thank you for everybody's suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089, tweet to TSH&J, T-S-H-A-N-D-J. Give us a day and a time when you heard it. We'll listen back, and if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit. If you want to hear them again, you can download the Clips of the Week as a podcast from iTunes, wherever else you get your podcasts. And don't forget, of course, the Best of H&J weekly podcast. A new one went up yesterday and is available now.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.